Scott, congratulations first of all on the victory. What were your thoughts from the 90 minutes?
Yeah, thank you, first of all. A good team performance, a good battling performance against a very good Port Vale side, I think. They don't lose a lot of games here. They play a good style of football. And we had to be at our best, especially defensively, the last half an hour or 20 minutes to see the game out. You know, we want to keep the ball. We wanted to be more game managing, but that's football, isn't it? You know, sort of cliches, and you don't mean to, but you slowly get deeper and deeper and defend your lead.
Let's talk about the attacking side of the game first of all, before we come on to the heroic defending. You in the box, lots of space. What a calm finish.
Yeah, it wasn't in my head. My head was going a bit, don't muck it up. But yeah, give the keeper the eyes. Put it in the bottom corner. It's great, always nice to see it hit the back of the net and then run away and don't know what to celebrate and do. So just slid on the floor.
Well, your manager certainly said he would have put his foot through it, but going through your mind, having such a lot of time, to be able to sneak it in the near post showed a lot of calmness about the finish.
Do you know what? It's a weird thing, but things seem to kind of slow down. I've been in that position plenty of times. It comes to your head. My thought process was, don't muck it up, but also, you've been in this position before, don't rush it. So, you know, I tried to take my time, saw a little gap and just passed it into the net.
That's three for the season now. That's another pound from your grandma and one goal ahead of Jason McCarthy.
Yes, that's right. On both occasions, I've already texted my nan. She already knows. So I'm going back to her tonight. So I'll get that pound off her straight away. And also, yeah, Jason, in the celebration, I was telling him that's three now for me, just to make sure he knows in our little competition that we got. But again, it was great to get another goal. But that clean sheet is a massive thing for us and something we've been really working hard for. And hopefully now, second half of the season, we can really get a few more clean sheets and help ourselves up the league.
And so we'll turn to now, certainly in terms of the defending. Etheridge didn't have a huge amount to do, and that's because of the players in front of him. You yourself with that sliding challenge on Alex Jones towards the end, Matt Preston and James O'Connor alongside you, fantastic, heroic.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, they throw caution to the wind. They put a lot of bodies up. I think they're playing five or six up front at the end. So it's hard to defend, and they're always going to have a man over at some point. But I think each to a man defended resolutely, put their bodies on the line. And you can tell that, but I think they had a shot in the 75th minute and their crowd sarcastically cheered them. So I think that's a testament to us that proves that we put in a great, solid defensive performance today.
That's quite a solid back four now. I can't see that changing a lot with Jason McCarthy on the right, you on the left, and O'Connor and Matt in the middle.
Yeah, whoever comes into that back four will do their best and do their utmost to help Walsall Football Club win a football match. And at the moment, it's that back four. But I can reassure you that whoever steps in there, whether it be Big Kev Toner, Young Corey, and Callum Cockrell-Mollett, they all put their bodies on the line to help Walsall win. But at the moment, we're looking strong. And we've got to be, because we know we've got to be at the top of our games to keep our shirt.
It's a good second half against Bradford last time out. Fantastic performance here. That's 4 points from the last two games. You need to get a bit of consistency now, a bit of momentum to rise up the table, don't you?
Most definitely. We started that when I came here. We went, I think, 10 or 11 unbeaten. We had a bit of consistency. We've had a bit of a dip, but hopefully now we can kick on the second half of the season. This is where it counts. No one remembers August to December come May. So it's now our chance to really put a marker down in this league, and I think that we can certainly do that.
You've got the chance, certainly with Christmas games, of getting quite a lot of points in a short amount of time as well, and that'll be encouraging. There are teams that come up from sort of the lower end to challenge for the playoffs towards the second half of the season.
Most definitely, I think that's a great point. I think people that, if you put a good two or three wins over the Christmas period, it can really shoot you up the table. You've seen that in the league anyway. Over two or three weeks, if you win your games, you shoot up the league. If you lose two or three, you can be right down the bottom. But I've been involved in teams that have been bottom half of the table and then shot up and got up through the playoffs or promotion. You see Barnsley and Ashley do it, and there's always one team, and we just got to keep our heads down, look to the next game, and hopefully that can be us be that team this season.
And your next game, Oxford United, hopefully another away day success.
Yeah, another it'll be a good game, won't it? New Year's Eve, the fans there are always good. It's always a good atmosphere at Oxford, and they play a good style of football, and I'm sure it'll be a very good game, and one that we're going to go and try and get the win and take us into second.
And then finally we'll be looking to January, won't we? You're here on loan certainly until January. I wonder if you'd like to stay a little bit longer.
Oh, most definitely, yeah, there's no hiding that. My last game is the second, so I've got two more. So yeah, it's not even a week, about a week now. So yeah, I think we can start having conversations and sorting that out. People will start now sorting their squads out. It's a different transfer window, isn't it? It's not like the normal transfer window. So I'm sure something will be sorted, and hopefully I can stay.
Right.